Chairman, good afternoon. Stephen Mayne. Just a very quick one on this resolution. How much has the rebranding cost in total? And also, might be useful to put that in the context of the total cost. I know that Zinifex has disclosed that they were spending, I think, $55 million of shareholder funds on the merger. I don't think Oxiana ever disclosed how much they were spending. So perhaps if you could inform the shareholders of the total spend across the two groups of shareholders and also the proportion that we spent on the rebranding. I should say I totally support the new name. I think it's a terrific choice, capturing the heritage of both companies. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. The rebranding cost is less than $5 million. That includes all the registrations, re-badging all of our equipment, re-uniforms for our employees, total cost. So that's about the order of that.
About $5 million.
Yeah, less than $5 million.
$4.9 million.
The total cost, Andrew, I think it's below $100 million.
Yes, it is. It is. That includes all the fees from advisors, including lawyers and the like.
And there are, of course, some jurisdictional costs, etc. I mentioned we were able to avoid some of the very high costs that would have been associated with doing the other way, which would have added at least 50%, I think, to that.
Chairman, just a couple of quick points. I think you are right when you talk about the appropriate breadth of skills that this board has got. I think few of us would remember the BHP board back in the 1990s when they had no miners on the board and they lost about $10 billion. Probably was one of the worst examples of a company not having a board that had appropriate industry-related skills. And I think if you do look at the backgrounds of the 11 men who are lined up for this board, it is very strong in terms of resources, constructions, and the mix is right. And you are correct about that. However, I too would like to speak against the election of Mr. Mansell. And I do note that in his CV and his background, he is actually a perfect director for us. He's the only lawyer on the board, and we do need one lawyer on the board, so you'll need to find another lawyer if he does go. And his background did include resources law, so that makes him appropriate. But the issue here is obviously his workload. And what you haven't disclosed in the notice of meeting is that Mr. Mansell has an additional three directorships on top of his five public companies. One being Nystar, the smelting business that we spun off. The other one is he's chairman of Ferngrove, a very big winery business in WA. And he's also chairman of Western Power, which is the utility in WA currently dealing with the gas crisis. So this guy literally is the busiest man in corporate Australia. And I personally have experienced what the first speaker spoke about West Australian newspapers. I ran for the board twice in the last year. And each time, Mr. Mansell said, we've only got four directors, which was the smallest board in the top 100, and there are no vacancies. There's no room for anyone else. We only want four. And the second time round, there were 11 other people asking to get on the board, same number as we're going to have on this board, and still he said, no, there's no vacancy for anyone. So the hypocrisy of him then coming on this board and say, we can double it overnight, no worries at all, is quite breathtaking. And I think that for those reasons, we should vote against him. He's overcommitted, and I think there's the basic conflict of the related party transactions with Nystar. We are doing hundreds of millions of dollars a year of business with Nystar, and Peter is a common director. I mean, he needs to make a decision. Is it Nystar or is it Zinifex? And he needs to get his overall portfolio of directorships down. He can stay on Zinifex if he gets rid of two or three other ones, but I do not think it's fair on the shareholders and stakeholders in all of his companies that he remains the busiest man in corporate Australia.
Thank you, Stephen. I cannot speak for Western Australian newspapers, and I think I've answered you on behalf of Oz Minerals. We will make the judgments as we see fit that suits Oz Minerals best.
Chairman, I think I said at the last Oxiana meeting that Australian non-executive directors on the whole are underpaid for the roles that they do, and that a couple of $100,000 a year for a good quality non-executive director is reasonable, and such a program might discourage the Mansell practice of 8 different boards, if we could have people just sitting on 3 or 4 but getting paid more appropriately for that. So my question is, I support this increase in the limit. My question is, what are you actually proposing to pay the directors in 08-09 as a base case? And take us through the committee premium situation and also the specific amount that Owen will be getting on top of his base for chairing the integration committee. Thanks.
Thanks, Stephen. We took advice on what is the appropriate level of payment for companies of similar size, and the answer was that the median was around 150,000. 200,000 sounds good, but the median was 150, and we thought the median was good enough for us, so that's where we're setting the fee for non-executive directors. We have not yet, as a board, set committee fees. If we look again at the sort of level of committee fees, somewhere between 20 and 40,000 a year for committee membership or chairmanship is the range, but we haven't set those. We have, however, for Owen, have a recommendation, but as again, as a board, have yet to ratify on the recommendation of a Nomination and Remuneration Committee what his fee. We recognise that that has a sunset clause on it, that that committee has a great deal of work to do between now and December 31st, including a great deal of commitment of time in relation to making sure Andrew gets around all of our contacts in Asia, and Owen will be particularly involved in that. So that committee fees will recognise that and be a bit higher. So that's the level. The next item of business is the approval of Mr Owen Hegarty's termination payments. Now, before I deal with this resolution, I want to acknowledge again Owen's contribution to Oxiana since its formation in 1994. Owen ceased to be the Managing Director and CEO of Oxiana following the Supreme Court's approval of the merger on the 20th of June. Owen has led what in 1994 was a company with a market capitalisation measured in the tens of millions of dollars through its transformation into a respected multi-billion dollar global miner with high quality assets. It also had a powerful development pipeline and what is arguably the most extensive exploration program within the region. In that time, he garnered a loyal employee and shareholder base due to his skillful, passionate and dedicated leadership of the company. He has also become an industry identity and indeed an expert in the field. And we are delighted to be able to retain him as the Director of Oz Minerals. I would, on behalf of the board, like to formally thank Owen for his past and anticipate his future contribution to the company. Now, I've got to say, and thank you, Matt, Owen's really created Oxiana from nothing about 10 years ago. And there's plenty of people who have contributed to its growth over the time. But it was really Owen's vision, energy, commitment, and, let me say, indomitable spirit that has defined Oxiana. And in that process, he's generated substantial value for shareholders. The total shareholder return received by Oxiana shareholders over the past 8 years has been 5 times greater than that achieved by the average ASX 200 listed company, and more than double the average over the last 5 years. And as I said before, the next step in this is the creation of Oz Minerals, and it was his enthusiasm and initiative that has been able to create this company. Now, one of the consequences of the merger is Owen standing down as Managing Director and CEO to allow Andrew to assume that role. Therefore, he is unable to complete his contract of employment, which would have continued until the end of next year. And your board is of the view that we wish to retain Owen's services and that he should be appropriately compensated for his past services as CEO. There are a number of components to the payout, and you'll have seen these set out in the notice of meeting. The total amount of the termination payment is approximately twice Owen's 2007 annual remuneration. As disclosed in last year's remuneration report, which the board believes is a reasonable multiple, especially as Owen's contract had 18 months still to run. I note that the re-election to the board has been overwhelmingly supported by shareholders, and I'm delighted with that. And we've always wanted to make sure that Owen continued to contribute his ideas and his talent. It is therefore particularly disappointing to your board and to me personally that based on proxies lodged prior to the meeting, which are displayed on the screen behind me, shareholders have indicated they would decline to support Owen's termination package. I would also like to draw your attention to the fact that notwithstanding that the majority of proxy voters were directed against this motion, a clear majority of the number of shareholders who voted are supportive of Owen's termination payment. The percentage of shareholders that have directed proxy votes in favour of the motion is 63.8%. I want to reiterate that Owen Hegarty agreed to terminate his contract early in order to make this, enable this merger to happen. It's as simple as that. A number of shareholders have indicated to us that their objection is to some of the elements of Owen's termination payment rather than all. With that in mind, after having spoken to Owen, in the interest of fairness, I am going to withdraw this resolution. Your board will carefully consider the feedbacks we've had, obtain further advice, and decide how to proceed. As you would expect of us, the board will act in the best interests of the company, and consistent with that duty, we'll look to treat Owen fairly in the circumstances, and we will keep shareholders informed as appropriate. Ladies and gentlemen, other than the closure of the poll, that concludes the business of the meeting.